A warning for our viewers out there, this podcast is in no way affiliated with MasterChef, its contestants, or the production. Hey guys, this is Chef Kelsey Murphy from MasterChef Season 11, and I am here with my filmmaker friend, Pete Ferrero. We are here to chat about MasterChef Season 13, The United Tastes of America. Each week, we're going to break down every single episode, chatting about the contestants, their dishes, and all of the drama that is sure to come.
All right, well, hello, Lizzie. Hi.
Hi.
Nice good to see you again.
Again.
Good to see you. Yes. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And yeah, we can't just wait to hear like all the behind the scenes, all the things. So I'll kick it off. Like, how was it overall? I mean, I saw you, like it was great, but I want to know, like, really, how was it?
One of the wranglers in the green room one day said something that really stuck out to me. It was, the worst day on MasterChef is still one of the best days of your life. And I feel that to my core. I loved every little detail, from the long bus rides to the long interview days to getting to try different DoorDash food like every day to like all the little details. Like, I was obsessed with. I never expected to be on the show. It was never like this long dream of mine. It really just fell into my lap last October. And I still haven't had time to sit down and actually process what I've experienced over the last year. So I loved it. Down to like how our laundry was given to us. I loved it.
Right. Yeah. That's awesome. You're really the first person that's kind of like touched on all those points, and first time like I've ever heard someone talk about that, because it is, there's so many little things about the experience that are really special and just so different, and no one else experiences it. And like just sitting like in the hallway of the hotel, like eating food on the floor.
Just like
some of those moments are like literally the best. That's awesome.
What's the jump? And, go ahead.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, what's the jump like, you know, from, did you watch MasterChef on TV?
You know, I have seen portions of it. I only grew up with local television, so like four fuzzy stations, and it always played on our local Fox. So we would get home on Wednesday nights and it would be playing. And so it is a show that I've kind of like loosely followed my entire life. And then recently my kid started watching MasterChef Junior, and it was something special that we watched together. And so he's a huge Gordon Ramsay fan. Like, my 6-year-old, it's a big deal. So when I got asked to be on the show, it was just like everything to my kid. And it was just really cool. It's kind of like full circle. Like, it's always been a part of my life, somehow. So.
How did that audition process work for you? Like, did you audition, or did like they reach out to you? How did that I'm always curious for different people how it worked out.
Yeah, so last October I was like literally living my best life. Like, I was busy doing all the things and so content with where I was at in life, and then I wake up to a message from a casting director, and I was like, what, how did you find me? And the process just took off from there. And I was actually traveling all over the lower 48 during the month of November. So I was like cooking for different events, and I was having to rent Airbnbs, buy all this food and cooking supplies to get them all these videos. So that was just a huge process. I felt like my life was just wrapped up in that for a month. And then in December, the coldest day of the year in Fairbanks, it was 40 below outside. I got the phone call. My kid is screaming in the back of the car, and I see it's from like LA, and I'm like, oh no, this is it. So like I pull over, I hop outside because my kid was not gonna have it. I'm standing outside at 40 below, and they're like, hey, come on down. We want to see more of you. So that is truly like this special moment that I'm never going to forget. And my dad was actually in the car with me, and he like filmed me on the phone conversation. And I'm out there like freezing because I didn't have a coat on. It was kind of insane. It was just like fast and furious. And I still haven't had a chance to fully like process it.
You go from watching it on TV to having Gordon Ramsay in your face talking about something that you're doing or Joe questioning something you're in the middle of.
Yes.
What is that like?
You know, I always felt that even if they were telling me something negative, it was still such an honor to just hear from them. And, you know, I was in the bottom quite a few times, but I always looked at it like, I'm getting screen time. They're talking to me. We're making this happen. It's still happening. For me, it was all about just seeing how far I could get. You know, I didn't go into this auditioning for the last couple years and thinking I'm going to come in and win. It was more like, this is an incredible opportunity. Let's just see how far we can go. Like, how long can I play this? And it was just having Gordon and Joe. I love Joe. I'm a big Joe fan. And Arone. In your face is kind of the best thing ever, even when it sucks.
Yeah, even when it sucks, you're like, it's still really fucking awesome.
Yeah, you're still standing here talking to me. Right. Like, this is great.
Well, and you did, like, I mean, having, like, played it back and obviously, like, seen all the episodes now, you kept, like, such a positive attitude the entire time.
Thank you.
Like, even during, like, the worst times, like, you still had your smile on your face and you're like...
Much no, to their so chagrin.
Great. I still love it. Yeah, like,
We had a major watch party that night for that episode. And when Joe or Arone said that, you should have heard the uproar in the room because everybody knows me. Like, I will smile at you. You might be beating me over the head and I'll stand there and be like laughing with you and smiling. So they were just like, they had a heyday with that comment. They were not happy as an audience.
Yeah, they were like, no, yeah. Don't beat her.
You don't
down.
Do that
like,
to our girl.
No.
I thought your cake was very impressive in the week that you had
Thank
to
you.
Do the matching of the cakes. And you have experience with that. Was that like a highlight showcasing your abilities in that way?
It really was. And if you know me in real life, I am always pushing it to the last second. Like, I'm decorating. A cake is due in like 30 minutes, and I'm like icing it like 30 minutes. So it felt very real life, like this is just what we normally do. And I loved that episode, and there was so much cool stuff that you guys did not get to see happened during that episode. At one point my oven stopped working, had to move my cakes to another oven. I stole someone's freezer space accidentally and that was wild when they found out. So just a lot of little things.
There's so many things that always happen behind the scenes that like never get, and that's why we want to do this. So we're like, we want to know like what's actually happening. And we had so many episodes also where like, I mean, they got to figure out the oven situation in that kitchen because the ovens go out quite a lot. I'm not gonna lie.
I think it happened to me twice.
Yeah. Yeah. It's happened many times. So, and it's really, I mean, luckily you were able to move them somewhere. We've had it ruin, like send people home.
No.
And we're like, that's not fair. Like, that's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, there's so many things that, you know, they obviously are not going to get shown, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's always interesting to hear those stories. So I loved, the part, like the last mystery box, the fish one. They show, like, they do a whole thing. You haven't seen it yet, where you're, like, behind the box and you can't see you.
Yes, it's
like,
funny.
So small behind it. It's so funny. You were, like, so freaking adorable. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're so cute. Like, you look so cute. All you can see is, like, the top of your headband.
Oh, my gosh, I love
like,
that.
They make a joke about MasterChef Junior, and it's funny.
Nice. Gordon made a big deal about my height the entire time. Like, he teased me about it the entire season, which I love, you know. It was great.
Well, we even said, like, I mean, I was like, well, of course they would pair her with Colby, like, for the tag team.
That was awesome.
Like,
that was an awesome challenge.
Yeah.
That was the highlight. And I wish there was, obviously, again, I wish they had shown more. But, like, it was the smoothest, most beautiful, like, was it 90 minutes? 90 minutes of my life. Colby and I, when that was over, we had just, like, the biggest adrenaline rush. Like, it was fun. Like pure fun, no like tension or stress. Like we were like, this was living. We were living for 90 minutes.
Yeah, I noticed that when you guys were like talking back and forth, I was like, they have a plan. Like they are on the same wavelength. Like they knew like what's happening now, what's going to happen, who's doing what. Like, you guys were definitely just like, week after.
Our brains were like in sync. It was beautiful.
Yeah, you were cooking in tandem. It was really beautiful to see. Well, I'm curious what it's like to see another team not cooking in tandem and hearing all the drama that's going along with that while you're like on point. Are you just totally focused? Are you aware that that's happening?
Well, here's the thing. Like, there was stuff going on behind me that was kind of crazy. There was some stuff going on in front of me that was kind of crazy. And I'm like, really, I get distracted and I kept like listening in or like looking and being like, shoot, no, I gotta stay focused. Like, I gotta be right here.
Yeah.
So I definitely was like struggling with that. Hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this last the last challenge. Yeah. You Kelsey comes to visit. You seemed super excited about that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. I was hoping we would get to meet some past contestants or past winners. So that was really exciting.
And it's always fun when there's guests coming in.
So. Kelsey, talk about coming in and meeting Lizzie when she said that to you. That was a very nice
Yes. And like I immediately said it, like as soon as I walked out, you were like the first person I saw, just because I mean obviously you know, like you light up every room, like, and just like
thank you
smile energy the whole thing, so you're like the first person that like I see, and yeah, you guys looked like all like just so excited. I mean obviously for me too, it brings me right back to standing right there, like it was not that long ago that I was literally standing right where you guys were, so such like a cool moment, at least for me, to then kind of like flip the script. And genuinely wanted to like come in and just be like, you know, mentor, you know, and just like be a good inspiration. And so, and I think a pretty fun challenge, you know, like, you know, I always like, I'm like, oh, stadium food can be fun. You know, you're trying to make like homey, you know, comfort food. So yeah, I don't know. And top 10.
Talking about that. Yep. Yeah. Talking about that. You went down the road of using the crab. You got heavy criticism for using it in a hush puppy and all of that. Is it hard to shift? Tell me about your thought process on that.
Yeah. You know, originally when I saw the challenge, immediately I was like, I'm going to do salmon sliders. We have salmon sliders at every event. Obviously, we don't have like the whole, we have stadiums, but there's no elevated food probably at any of the stadiums in my area. It's like the chips with the nacho cheese, you know, like that kind of stuff. So I was, we do have king crab hush puppies. I actually, there was a recipe book sitting in the green room that literally has king crab hush puppies. I was going to do salmon sliders. I was like, I will do salmon sliders, maybe smoked salmon sliders, super excited about that. And then, you know, when you see what you actually have to work with, you have to switch gears. Adjust, and they were really, you know, still like kind of pushing the region. I should have just thrown the region thing out the window and just done, you know, something. But I was like, oh, there's king crab. I'm supposed to use the king crab. I'm from Alaska. Like, that's what I'm supposed to do. Obviously, you know, not the best decision, but it's okay.
When you're standing there, are you aware, like, okay, I'm in the bottom. I've been in the bottom now. Like, do you know that you're the one, or are you like,
yes, I knew. The moment he walked by and he made the comment, I don't know if they showed it about the cornmeal. It was in that very moment. Okay, they didn't. She walked by and he just asked me a question, and the way he asked it, you just knew. Like I, and a lot of contestants, you just know when it's your moment. And in that moment, like it became very clear to me, oh, it's my time. So just trying to stand back there and process that, even when I went up front and I was standing next to Colby and Grant, maybe? I don't remember.
Grant.
Yes.
I knew that they weren't going home, just the way things have been playing out and their level of cooking. But honestly, top 10 was like the dream for me. And I never in a million years expected to be in that position. So obviously, I think I cried a little. I was exhausted. As
I remember. Yeah, you guys, they kept, so from a judging perspective, like the, you know, the production team kept being like, these kids are like, they're dying. Yeah, like they're struggling. They are, it's getting rough. I mean, and I will also say, just from like, from this challenge going back, it was, it really for any elimination, there was never at least addressed to me, and they might talk about this like separately without me there, but there was never like, oh, they've done so well, or, you know, like they have to stay. Cause there was definitely like hard discussions like going yeah. on about like who we were gonna have to send home. Yeah. So yeah, it's very like as real as we can make it. Yeah. You know, like it is. So and that was a bummer. Like it was yeah. it was real it's as a like a former contestant, it is so hard to have to send somebody home. Like
yeah.
Lizzie, what's next for you?
Heartbreaking. Yeah, you're doing so much.
Yeah. I literally I left the show and I flew to like two different mass like huge cities in Alaska and did like amazing things literally like 4 days after leaving the show. So it was like my life hasn't like slowed down at all, and it's only getting bigger and the momentum is only building. I do a ton of stuff in my community with my city, but my main goal, I'm collaborating with a nonprofit. We have a lodge, an unfinished lodge with cabins and property. I'm working on a place for kids to spend time in the winter, learning how to cook, connecting with Alaskan culture, connecting with small business owners and other chefs, just a place where kids can come and, you know, get through the winter the way yeah. I learned how to get through the winter, and that was through cooking. Yeah. So that's like my top goal, but I have all these other amazing things that I'm doing right now, and I'm living my best life, and I could not be happier. And the show just helped, I think, amplify that for me.
And you're reuniting with a bunch of your MasterChef contestants and different things. Yes. You all seem to be very close.
Oh my gosh, that was the best part of the whole show. Like, I don't know that you've ever had 80 people that loved each other as much as the top 80 did. And then like that top 40, and we just kept getting closer and closer. And even those that maybe didn't like see eye to eye still had this mad love for each other. We all talk every day, and I've got two contestants flying in tomorrow to cook with me at a fundraiser. I could cry. I'm so excited. I haven't seen them since.
That's
then.
Amazing. How cool. Yeah. You guys like have all this.
Yes, well, I thought you were amazing, Lizzie. Thank you for spending time with us. You're this beautiful yeah. light on the show, and I think in life as well. So I'm just a huge fan. Kelsey, any last thoughts?
No, Lizzie, and you've heard me say this to the other contestants, and I genuinely mean this. You are part of the MasterChef family, which means you are part of my family, and I genuinely mean that. So advice or help or collaborations or, you know, like anything that you want to do or need help with, I am here as a resource. So I am living through it just as you are as well. So now you're just in the club.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
the other side of it. Yeah.
Thank you, Lizzie.
All right. Thanks, Lizzie.